Good day, good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Depending on what time you are listening to this and where you're listening from, I like to greet you properly. So good day, what day is it? It's Monday. Welcome to another episode of Good Mood Mondays with Miss Lex. So today, y'all, we are talking about accountability. Ring, 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 ring. Like, I had to just do sound effects. Why? Because accountability is tough. Nobody likes to be held accountable, especially when it comes to personal development. Yeah, we diving right in. I ain't cutting no cards over here. Why? Because we ain't got no time to waste. It is time to be accountable, sis. Like, you must start getting in your word and hold yourself accountable for the things that you have committed yourself to. You got this. You didn't get this far because, you know, you did it on your own, especially if you are a child of the Most High. You were one of His children. So being one of His children, He holds you accountable to what you know. He holds you accountable to what He has shown you. So it's time to walk in that accountability today. Like, I am on fire. If you guys have been following along with me thus far this year, 2024, you know, my mother and I, Lady V, and my sister, Miss Lakia Campbell, we are doing a conversation called Conversations with Mom on Sunday. And each week we, you know, we go through and we have a word that we stand on so that it becomes life. It becomes living. We add that word and we add action to that word so that we can all win together and continue to move forward. So I shared all that just in case this is your first time listening. So be sure to join us on Sundays, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The live episode is hosted on Facebook, but the replays that can be found on winwithmisslex.com. I just wanted to let you know how to find it because, you know, once you, you know, hear this conversation, I want it to make sense to you. So I said that to say that we are on the word accountability right now. And the word accountability, it came from our discussion on why a lot of people, you know, try to discredit the prophecy of the Bible. Why a lot of people choose to not be in the Word. That's why I say I'm not here to convince you to believe in what I believe. I just like to practice what I preach. I like to practice what I post. So I share these things with you. And be sure to visit howbaddoi.com to get you a t-shirt because they are in the making. They should be ready by the end of this week to where you can purchase your Practice What I Post t-shirt, okay? So I just say that we must hold ourselves accountable. We must get in the Word. And when the Word ouches us, when we're like, ugh, ow, I don't like what that says, we can't get so offended and we don't take action on how to correct that thing that we were offended by. You know, healing comes through offense sometimes. Healing comes through being hurt. Healing comes through being broken. You know, when something breaks, it's loud and it's painful. Whether it's a bone, whether it's a tree, like it just doesn't even look like it's supposed to feel good, period. Because things are ripping, things are tearing. So as you're healing, sis, as you were getting to this next level, sis, you got to understand you are going to be held accountable for what you know. It's no more excuses. Accountability erases excuses. Just because you made a mistake does not mean you get to keep making that mistake. Yes, you will probably make it again when you're first starting out. However, you can't keep doing it on purpose. The Bible teaches us, don't tempt me. The God, I say, it says, don't tempt me, as in don't tempt God. When Christ, who is the, you know, God's son that was in the flesh, that was here so that we could have an example, his son, you know, that when he was after the 40 days, you know, when he was doing the fasting and the enemy came to tempt him, he was saying, you know, throw yourself off of this area and God's going to send the angels to come scoop you up or whatever. And Christ's response was, But he said it in his word, don't tempt him. Don't tempt your creator. Don't try to do something that you know that you're taking grace for granted, in other words. So when we keep looking back and we're not being accountable for the things that we do know, and then we don't want to read because we don't want that accountability. Come on, y'all. Y'all know. I'm about to go sister girl real quick. Y'all already know. There's been so many times where you be like, oh, I'm gonna try it anyway. I'm gonna do it one more time and God's gonna save me. We got to stop playing with that grace, because we living in them days where judgment is closer. Judgment is right at its hand. You know, we're all going to experience that one thing that we all fear, not necessarily fear in a bad way, but we all don't know, because most of the time you fear the unknown, and nobody experiences death but one time. People can say what they want, and yes, there can be some Lazarus experiences. However, you don't even remember or know how to talk about it, because once you're in that final resting place, that's it. So I say all of that to say that it's time to be accountable, sis. If you know God said that you're supposed to get X, Y, Z done, you got to start getting it in your schedule to get it done. And you know, accountability requires you to be more disciplined. Accountability requires you to show up more for yourself. And that's why I go back to that point of why a lot of people get so offended by the word. They can't stand the fire. You know, you got to understand the Hebrew boys, when they were in the under the captivity of Nebuchadnezzar and all of the Babylon kingdoms, they had to be under some strict laws. I mean, they had to be under some strict discipline to still worship the Most High under those type of circumstances. But when they went through that fire, they got out with no smoke. For sure. Like, it's no joke when it comes to understanding that if you know to do right and you keep doing wrong, that's like a sin that you keep tempting the Most High to save you. Now, it's one thing when you still don't understand and you're still growing, and there's steps to it. Don't take it out of context where it's like, oh, you got to be perfect. No, we're made out of people. We're going to fall. But there's some things that you got to stop doing if you want to get different results. Because one thing about the word is living and the word is right. And it teaches us that obedience is better than a sacrifice. And that is what we must understand. Okay? So on this Good Mood Monday, I pray that you shake that thing, you shake the weekend, and you start being the best version of yourself today. You put on a little bit of lipstick, girl, because you know, when we get cute, we feel better. Take a selfie or do something, but don't worship your image and nothing like that. But you know, celebrate you today. However, while you're celebrating, it might hurt, because the accountability is a lot. Being held accountable, it requires you to look at you, and everybody don't like that. Everybody don't like that at all. And I can tell you, because I don't like it when I got to do things or when the word is ouch. When the word is an ouch, that thing is uncomfortable. But after the tears and after spending that time with my creator through his word and through his meditation and praying and being in his presence, I then understand that, you know what, Father? I experienced that and it was for my good. You knew what your child needed. Just like you being a mom, an auntie, a grandmother or adopted mother or, you know, the godmother, whatever. Just you being that nurturing woman, you understand when you're trying to help somebody, they always don't like what you have to say. They always don't like how you're encouraging them, but your encouragement is to help them become the person that God showed you that they are. Because sometimes God does show other people who we are before we see who we are. Why? Because they're put in our life to encourage us. So if you are that person today where you keep running away from the Bible because every time you pick up the scriptures got an ouch for you, it's time to take the Band-Aid off and feel the ouch, because it's time to heal, sis. As you're like, you're probably like a month away from an amazing breakthrough. You might be 3 years away from your breakthrough. However, if you keep trying to stay in Egypt, you ain't going to get to the wilderness. And you're going to drown with the people that tried to come too late. Oh my goodness. I'm excited about what God is doing in 2024 when this is originally being recorded. Why? Because he's showing us that are his children that he's got us. But we got to be willing to bow down. We got to be willing to sacrifice. We got to be willing to say, Father, yes, I don't want to sacrifice in the way that I get the negatives. I want to sacrifice because obedience is better than a sacrifice. And when I say the negatives, it means the wages of sin is death, because when you're not being obedient, you're sacrificing, you know, to the other side. So, again, on this Good Mood Monday, sis, it's time to shake that thing. It's time to get in a good mood. It's time to not complain because you did have a good weekend and now you got to get back in the routine of things. Nah, forget that. Keep living your life on purpose. Show up and be bold. Show up and be fearless. And now you're being held accountable for what you do know. So you can't come back and act like, oh, I'm going to go back to the old me. Let me tell you one thing right now, that if you try to go back to the old you is going to be uncomfortable as well. Why? Because you've outgrown that place. You don't belong there anymore. You no longer fit there because you've already started moving forward. And if you look back, what does that mean? We talked about that. When you look back, that means you ain't fit for the kingdom. So it's time to keep moving forward. You got this. You're going to pass that class. You're going to pass that test. You're going to be an amazing person that God has called you to be. However, you got to show up for you. Just like when Christ was at the pool of the, when he was at the pool, at the Bethesda, the pool of Bethesda with the man that's been sitting there for years. It took him a long time to get up and carry his mat. That's all he had to do was trust that God was going to help him carry his mat. And that's what you must do today, is carry your mat. All right, pick it up. It's time to go. Stop waiting for somebody to put you in when God's got you. So, but you know what? As I said all of that to say, that story always ministers to me. And every time I talk about it, because it's like God loved him so much that he sent his son to just encourage him. So understand, sometimes you looking for the hand out and God is sending the people in front of you to show you who you are. God is sending the people. God is sending his children. God is sending you the right people to help tell you all you got to do is carry your mat. That's how much God loved him. You know, we always look at the story, and I feel like God just downloaded that in me right now. That thing right there was for me, because he was looking for somebody to, he kept praying to God and he kept talking, saying, you know, put me in the water. I can't get in the water. And God loved him so much that he sent his son just to tell him to say, you got it. Just pick up your mat. You have been healed. And that's how much God loves you today, is that all you got to do is just trust the process. And when he sends the right people in your world, don't be trying to question and be all extra. Of course, be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove, because as you continue to develop your relationship with the Creator, you're going to become more like him. And being more like him, you have that wisdom to understand how to navigate through different personalities. Okay, so today, sis, stop worrying about the wrong thing. It's time to put your, it's time to put your, what is it called? Your big girl pants on and carry on. It's time to win today. So we're going to be accountable today. Get in your word, find you a good old scripture. And when that scripture starts ouching, just start to heal. Let it ouch. Keep reading it. Be like, oh, Father, that ain't for so-and-so. That one was for me today. We don't like that. We love to read the word and be like, okay, this for her. This for him. He need to sit down and read this scripture today. That's what he need to talk about. The word is for us. Stop trying to get that thing out somebody else and take care of what's on you. That's what the scripture about the beam in somebody's eye and all that, you know, I'm paraphrasing because the word is in my heart. And sometimes I don't come out with the word verbatim. However, I can speak it because it's living. The word is living. It don't die and it don't return void. It speaks everything. He gives us examples of everything that we need to survive this thing called life. And life is definitely lifing for all of us. And if you over here worried about finances and worried about the currency of the Western society and all that, your mind is on the wrong thing, because your mindset needs to start thinking about, why was I put on this earth? What was the purpose that God gave me that I'm supposed to give to the people? What is the answered prayer that somebody's waiting for that's supposed to come from me? That's what we're supposed to be focused on, especially if we children of the Most High. Because like my life coach, LaToya Okia, always say, the currency of the kingdom is faith, and it's facts. So what are you going to do? Of course, as you start to become the things of the Western society, those things are easy and they become default. Why? Because it's not... Let me clarify this for those of you that are listening to critique, but and also for those of you that don't understand what I'm referring to. When I say the Western society, I'm referring to anything that doesn't practice the principles of the kingdom of God. And the thing is, when you're personally not practicing the principles of the kingdom of God, you suffer the consequences of having lack of, or feeling as if you have lack of, because your mind and your motive is on the wrong thing. So it's now time to put your mind and your motive in the perspective of the kingdom of God. And then things will start to flow for you. Because one thing about the God that we serve, He's a loving God. All things work out according, you know, all things work for our good according to us that are called. So as you line up in His word, yeah, it's going to hurt a little bit because you're getting tightened up. Just like when you was a child, He said, spare the rod, spare not the rod. You know what I'm saying? You do harm when you keep trying to do good all the time. Good and bad are a part of the process. So I want to encourage you today. Don't be discouraged. Don't grow weary in well-doing. Keep going. You got this thing, sis. Don't look back and keep going forward. Why? Because if God showed you who you are, it's time to believe it. Do you hear me today? I'm on fire. I can't wait to see you guys in the comments. I can't wait to talk to you guys in the DMs and wherever I see you, because Lady V and I, we are definitely coming to a city near you. Just let us know. I got some of the messages and we're definitely looking forward to this thing. Why? Because it's time for us to win together. Okay, we ain't got time to be playing games out here. A lot of us are dealing with pain. A lot of us are dealing with situations that we never thought we would be in. And we ain't got time to be doing things that we used to do expecting new results. That's dead. If you want more in 2024, what we say? We got to do more. So it's time to win. It's time to smile. It's time to be cute. It's time to go. Let's go. What you going to do, sis? What you about to do today to make today the best day of your life? What you about to do? What makes you feel great? Don't be wasting time on something that ain't pushing you towards your purpose. Why? Because everything that the enemy sends to you, let me tell you, it comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And if it's meant to be in your world, it's going to come with peace that passive all understanding. And that's that kingdom language that those that don't have a relationship or choose to, you know, deny the power in the kingdom of God, they don't understand that. Why? Because they constantly trying to get that. They constantly thinking they can earn that thing, when that thing just comes as a gift. That thing just comes from having a relationship with the Creator, because He loves you that much. So I was not going to be on here this long today, y'all. I got stuff to do, just like I know you got stuff to do. So I pray that you get it done. I pray that you smile at somebody today, because smiling is a gift. Pray for the person in front of you and pray for the person behind you. Why? Because you never know, your prayer may change and or save their life. And what am I talking about? If you in the car, if you in the store, if you are or at work, wherever you are, pray for that that person. If they start getting on your nerves, say, Father, whatever they're going through, help them. Father, whatever they're going through, send somebody their way that can deal with them if you can't deal with them. It's time to really be serious when we say, oh, I'm going to pray for you. When people ask you for prayer, they mean that thing. Because some people are one day away from driving themselves off of cliffs. One day away from driving off of water. We're seeing it in the news every day. And it could be you today. And I pray if it is you today, that you ask God to show you who you are. So that you understand that you have purpose today. So you understand that God has a plan for your life today. So, I don't know who that's for today, but if that's for you and you feeling like, oh, I can't do it no more, well, I ask that you get in your rightful place with your creator and he gonna show you why he created you. So, again, that's all I got for y'all today. I love you, and on this Good Mood Monday, make this the best day of your life and start your work week, your productivity week, whatever you're doing in life, make sure that today is a great day on purpose. And you accountable now. Be accountable. Accountability. I'm saying it multiple times. So when you having that moment that you don't want to do it, I got to get it done today. So, all right. Till next time. Good day.